understand that a member of a trade union is not required to withdraw from these meetings, so does not need to declare any interest. Having said that, is there anybody who wishes to declare an interest in this meeting? No. Okay, thank you. So item three, we have minutes of two previous meetings, which we'll take separately. So first of all, we need to approve the minutes of the council meeting held on the 26th of July, 2021. Could I have a proposer, please? Councillor Peters, the seconder. Councillor Allen, shall we go to the vote? All those in favour, please show. Against? Any abstentions? The motion is carried. I move on to approve the public minutes of the extraordinary council meeting on the 27th of September 2021. Could I have a proposer for these minutes, please? Thank you, leader, Councillor Goodfellow. Seconder, please. Councillor Ashcroft. All those in favour, please show. Against? Abstentions? Thank you. Those minutes are approved. Item four, announcements from the Mayor, Leader of the Council, the proper officer. Can I first of all welcome Councillor Locke to his first meeting of the Council since he was elected earlier in the year, so welcome. I'm sorry to report to Council the passing of two of our past members and officers. Some of you will remember Councillor Lynn Shelton, who served as a member for Ute Oxeter, who passed away recently, very sadly. And also a number of the longer-serving members of the Council will remember Peter Davis, who was the senior democratic officer in this Council for a long time. I'd like us just to bow our heads for 30 seconds just to remember those individuals, please. Thank you. Now move on to item five on the agenda, which is urgent business. Councillor Grosvenor has submitted an urgent notice of a motion, and I'd like him to propose the motion, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you for accepting my motion as urgent this evening. The motion is the Council has received a business case proposal from the Burton Market Action Group dealing with conversion of the market hall into predominantly a food hall offering. The Council welcomes this initiative and shows appreciation to those involved for their passion, time, commitment and use of their own resources in putting this plan together. The Council commits to fully investigate these proposals and to recommend to the Burton Town Deal Board that it utilises all of its resources to urgently consider this plan as an alternative or Plan B proposal. Plan B proposal to the one which is currently being considered by the County Council. Madam Mayor, would you like me to talk about this Madam Mayor, would you like me to talk about this motion now, and
please,
will that preclude me from talking at the end?
If you'd like to continue talking and continue your proposal, please, and then I shall ask for a seconder.
Thank you. In moving this motion this evening, I think we're all acutely aware that there is currently a business case review taking place at the County Council. In fact, the meeting is taking place in 2 days' time. The County Council are reviewing a number of documents with regards to a business case of moving the library into the Market Hall as per Project E of the Town Deal Board submission. That's why I've moved it this evening. It's an urgent motion. I think we need to consider it. And I think the Council needs to consider it and the Town Deal Board needs to consider it, if nothing else than to give substance to the first proposal that's been submitted. A proposal has gone forward without any alternative, without knowing whether it is the best possible outcome for the Market Hall and the library, and it's gone forward to a business case review. I admit that the Town Deal Board's terms of reference from the government were incorrect in that it asked for a business case at the end of the process. At least now we've got a business case at the start of the process, and I do think it needs reviewing. It doesn't just need noting. It needs reviewing, it needs proper perusal of it, and it needs an analysis by the Town Deal Board to determine the best course of action for the people of Burton, for the Market Hall, and for the government resources that have been admitted to the Town Deal Board to try and improve Burton upon Trent. You'll all be aware that there are a number of issues with regards to the library move. There are a number of residents that aren't in favour of it. There are petitions, and we've discussed it before in this chamber. At least now we have a second option to look at, to review, to determine whether or not we're choosing the best course of action. After we had a members' briefing on Project D some weeks ago, I did have a conversation with the chairman of the Town Deal Board, Ben Robinson. And Ben had a very serious conversation with me in which he pointed out he needed a second alternative, that there was no other plan other than the library moving to the Market Hall, and he requested of people at the Town Deal Board, which I don't know because I've not been there, that we had an alternative proposal to review to determine whether or not we were choosing the best course of action. Coincidentally, this has now come forward by a group of people who are committed and passionate about improving their town centre and doing the best for Burton. I could reel off a huge raft of statistics. Hopefully you've seen them all in the plan, if you've read it, about why this plan would be successful for Burton-upon-Trent. And I think it needs to be considered professionally and properly determined whether that is the case or not. Now, I accept tonight, a lot of you might not be predisposed to vote for this motion because it's me that's bringing it. Well, it's time to take personality out of that and to do your best for the people of Burton. If anybody else had brought this, you might consider it a bit more favourably. I accept that. It's not a referendum on me tonight. This is about talking about the best for the people of Burton-upon-Trent and whether or not you're spending them, the Town Deal Board is spending their money properly on a project, whether we could do better than that and whether we should do better than that. And that's the reason why I move the motion tonight. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Grosvenor. Can I have a seconder for the motion, please?
Yeah, Madam Mayor, I'm happy to second the motion. I'm standing to second it because I do believe we should have a viable alternative to the project that's being presented in front of us by the Town Deal Board and by the County Council. As Councillor Grosvenor has said, this is about the people of Burton and what they want. I agree with the principle of the motion, but as the business case sit, if it can come back in front of us, I would be pushing for amendments to that business case because there's certain things contained within it. But it's the principle of having an alternative why I'm happy to second it.
Thank you, Councillor Walker. So would anybody like to speak on this motion? Councillor Goodfellow.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm afraid Despite Councillor Grosvenor's comments, the matter is not urgent. So the Town Deal Board and members of the Council have received an alternative proposal. And this proposal is currently already being professionally considered in more detail, and an evaluation of a food hall concept is being considered as part of the business case for Project D and a comparison to the market hall. So work is already underway on this exercise. Councillor Grosvenor states that the reasons for urgency relate to a County Council Cabinet decision this week. Well, that decision is their decision and relates as to whether they wish to proceed with their business case in relation to Project E. That decision is part of the business case process and would be unaffected by any work that's suggested by Councillor Grosvenor's urgent motion. So the motion isn't urgent. The work is already underway, so I will not be voting to support this evening. So work is underway, and this Council will scrutinise all of the business cases when they are completed, and this Council will make the final decisions.
Thank you. Does anybody else like to speak on this motion? Councillor Fitzpatrick?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I was aware that a motion was coming to us, but obviously tonight's the first time I've seen it. But I have seen a lot of things that the public are talking about out there. I hear what Councillor Goodfellow says, but I think you've already allowed this motion, Madam Mayor, as urgent, so I don't think we need to discuss that so much. If there is an alternative that's already being discussed, I'm not aware of that. Not been shared with me, or I don't think it's been shared with any of my group. But I certainly welcome another alternative. And I think, as Boris is doing nationally, we've had Plan A, we've had Plan B, and Plan C. And I think it's wise for this Council to have those options, investigate them, look at them, and Councillor Grosvenor's, Councillor Goodfellow is absolutely right. This Council will make the final decision, probably in February, but I welcome this motion because another option to look at sits more comfortable with me, and I will be supporting it.
Thank you, Councillor. Anybody else like to speak on this motion? Yes, Councillor Hudley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I will certainly be supporting it because, well, it's another business case. I mean, we shouldn't be scared of scrutiny. We shouldn't be scared of different ideas. We shouldn't be scared of the public and what they want. This has been a well-thought-out draft proposal, which should go towards any final decision, and it certainly should be considered. Of course, it's, you know, as Councillor Walker says, it's not perfect, but I do believe it should have the time it needs to have that proper scrutiny, and I will be voting with the motion.
Councillor Say.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I would like to also convey my gratitude to you that you allow this one as an urgent motion. At the same token, I would like to congratulate Councillor Grosvenor for securing this important motion. Madam Mayor, the jewel in the crown or in our town is the library itself. The motion itself and the business proposal what's coming is just showing the nip in the bud. It will stop that relocation thing. This is why, which is very important for this. And also at the same note, in 2 days' time, County Council itself is taking a huge decisions regarding this library move. This is why we got to take our own decision as well. Why we want to keep the market open, Madam Mayor? There are about 30 to 40 people's livelihood depends on it. Nobody has asked them to see their accounts book or anything, how well they are doing or not. And there, on this note, Madam Mayor, whatever platform I got, I would also, before this meeting and before I got even elected as well for my county teams, then I always say that I will oppose whatever platform it is, this library relocation move. And at the same time, Madam Mayor, possibly you are aware of this from these new documents which come from the county council, where as a county councillors we have successfully formed a cross-party alliance in, as opposed to the proposed library move to the market hall. Madam Mayor, I would urge all the members, forget about your three-line or four-line or one-line whip system. Vote with your conscience. Vote with for the residents of Burton. Party politics is out of window. This is a crucial issue. My kids will be affected, Madam Mayor, if we lose out this purpose-built library building. It will be an absolute shame for the local politicians if we don't take the proper decisions. I will vote for this motion. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Chowdhury, did you show?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, when we heard the proposal to relocate the library into the market hall, it came as a big shock. Not just to us, but to the whole of East Staffordshire, certainly to Burton, residents of Burton. So we were all sort of struggling to understand what was the rationale behind that proposal. And frankly, nobody could really say, you know what, it makes sense. It's like a bombshell dropped out of nowhere. And the more you thought about it, it doesn't make sense. It didn't make sense, and it still doesn't make sense. I understand from the Borough Council's point of view, we have a building which
Councillor
has...
Chowdhury, could you just keep your... We're discussing about this business case. Could you just keep to the motion that is before you, please?
Okay. So, what I'm saying is that if the council, as the leader of the council has already alluded to, if we are already looking at the alternatives, which entails food halls, then what is the wrong with not supporting this motion? What is actually wrong with it? Why can't we look at the alternatives? If we are looking at alternatives, already looking at them, this makes the life easier. Surely you'll be supporting this motion. The more, the better, isn't it? There may be something in there which actually helps what this council is trying to do already, which we are not privy to. So it absolutely makes sense. And it does not make sense not to look at it. And I think this is pure kind of politics, to be honest with you. If you're doing this, we are actually... not allowing ourselves to make the best decision for Burton and for the use of the market hall. And I don't understand why you actually stopped me from saying that. I was talking about the market hall and the business cases related to the market hall. So I don't know what your problem is, Madam Mayor. You know, I have 10 minutes to speak, and I think you should allow me to speak for 10 minutes.
I think we don't want this discussion broadened out. We are actually just discussing here about the business case and not generally the other decisions that are going to possibly be made in the town deal. So if you keep your comments to that, Councillor Chowdhury, that would be fine.
Okay. So would you, just to help me, is the business case to do with the market hall or not?
That's what it says there.
Thank you. So my point is we do need to explore this thing properly. I think the public deserve to know that we are acting on their behalf and we are acting on their best interest. Ultimately, we are the custodian of this asset on behalf of the public. It's not our asset. So we've got to do which is what is best for the residents of Burton. So I urge everyone to actually support what the council is doing already and actually support this motion. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Fletcher.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I don't really understand why anybody would want to vote against this motion, because it doesn't actually commit the council to anything other than considering the alternative motion alongside the original idea and asking the recommending to the Burton Tower Built Deal Board that they do the same. So there's nothing wrong with voting for this. It doesn't commit us to anything. And I, for one, want to consider this alongside any other proposals that have been put forward.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Faulkner.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Contrary to what my colleague in Winsall has just said, that he can't understand why anybody would vote against this motion, I would suggest he listen to what the leader said, in effect that this was already taking place, an investigation is already taking place. It makes the motion redundant. It is totally superfluous because what is asked for in the motion is already taking place. It doesn't need this motion at all for it to take place. It's there. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak? Sorry, Councillor Barker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, I was just going to reiterate what Councillor Grosvenor said. The leader has already assured us that this is being looked into. We are going to get a chance to say whether this happens or not early in the new year when the case is fully made. I'd just like to say, I don't know about, I've read this 92-page report, which is absolutely a fantastic piece of work. I can't fault it. But I don't know about going to Stockport and Doncaster. It appeared to me that Councillor Grosvenor had been to Damascus. I mean, I've been trying to persuade them to redevelop the centre of Burton ever since I've been here, and it's nice to know that he's on board now. Thank you.
Does anybody else wish to speak? Yes, Councillor Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. When residents have put this much effort into something that's so significant for the town, then I think it deserves due consideration. And I cannot understand why anybody is going to vote against giving this due consideration. I think it must be because it's Councillor Grosvenor. I think I heard what Councillor Goodfellow said. I didn't hear that what is being considered is the actual case that is being put forward by the residents. And this case, as put forward by the residents, is what I think should be given consideration. Thank you.
Councillor Allen.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just to point out to Councillor Jones that the business case, this alternative business case by BMAG, has been put forward by Trevor Wright. Trevor Wright is not a resident of Burton or East Staffordshire. He lives in Melbourne, and I'm no clear on who else is a member of BMAG at all, because it hasn't been made clear to me. So at this point, apologies, Councillor Jones, I'm not sure that this is a business case put together by residents. Stand to be corrected, though.
Anybody else? Councillor Grosvenor, would you like to use your right of reply?
Yeah, thanks, Madam Mayor. Just on the last couple of comments from Councillor Allen and Councillor Barker. With regards to Mr Wright being a leading member of the Burton Market Action Group, there are residents in Burton that support that group, not just Mr Wright. And I would just suggest to Councillor Allen that the business case that's currently being reviewed for the Market Hall is being developed by no residents of Burton, but by residents in Staffordshire for Staffordshire County Council. So they're not residents of Burton themselves that are doing the current business case, Councillor Allen. Councillor Barker referenced that I'd been on a road to Damascus because he'd been asking for years for upgrades to be done to Burton and nothing had taken place. We didn't have a £25 million fund, Councillor Barker, to bid for to do improvements to Burton-upon-Trent. And now we have. So the best thing we can do with that is to make sure that we make the best use of it. And I don't know how we determine whether we've made the best use of it unless we review all the projects that are coming forward for it. Just in terms of what Councillor Goodfellow said at the start, Madam Mayor, this motion is urgent. You've taken it as urgent. So quite obviously it's an urgent motion. I didn't want to get into debate whether it was urgent or not. Councillor Goodfellow suggested there were alternatives currently being reviewed for a food hall, and he mentioned Project D. Now, Project D is the High Street Linkages project. It is not the Market Hall project. So this business case has come forward from the Burton Market Action Group. It's completely different to that because it's an alternative proposal for the Market Hall, not Project D. Project E is the Market Hall, not Project D. Where food halls have been introduced in towns across the country, they are most successful in market halls, not out of town or not somewhere else in the town, but in market halls. That's why this business case has been produced. So it's a slight red herring for Councillor Goodfellow and Councillor Faulkner to say, oh, there's already a current proposal, it makes it redundant. Unfortunately, that current proposal they may or may not be looking at is Project D, not Project E, which is the market hall, and that's why this is urgent. The County Council, Councillor Goodfellow may shake his head, I heard what he said, Project D. The County Council are reviewing a business case for Project E in 2 days' time. That's why we need to agree tonight that this goes forward. I'm not even saying to you, let's vote for the business case that's been produced. What I'm saying is let's review the business case that's been produced as an alternative to Project E. And then we do that tonight so that the County Council can go into their decision-making in 2 days' time, fully aware that this Council has got an alternative that they may want to consider too, we may want to consider too for the Market Hall. They can make a decision in 2 days' time, fully cognisant of all the information. Councillor Goodfellow further went to say, any decision will be made in this Council, in this Chamber. Well, I'd just like to point out to him and his Conservative group colleagues, in your group rules, it says that the leader of the council or the leader of the group is responsible for determining policy for the group and therefore for the council. In signing a letter on November the 8th, where Councillor Goodfellow recommended to the County Council, and Councillor Allen may shake his head, I may not like this, but it's true. In signing a letter on November the 8th, headed Leader of East Staffordshire Borough Council, signed Leader of East Staffordshire Borough Council, and sending it to the County Council leader, recommending that they move forward with the library move should the business case be acceptable. What he's done is set the policy direction for your group and for this council without bringing it to your group. You'll recall I brought a motion in July saying let's vote against the library move pending a business case. I was told then, we can't do that. We can't do that because we've not seen the business case and we've not seen the consultation responses. Councillor Goodfellow said that himself. Councillor Allen also said it. Councillor Faulkner said it. Councillor Ashcroft told me that we can't do that because, Councillor Grosvenor, you're ignoring the consultation responses. We will come up with a fair, a just and an honest response once we've seen the consultation and once we've seen the business case. Councillor Goodfellow wrote a letter on November the 8th signing us up without seeing the business case and without seeing the consultation. That did exactly what I suggested we should do on July the 26th, but in the opposite direction. We couldn't do it then, but he went and did it on November the 8th. So he set the policy direction already for your group, and he set the policy direction already for this council by saying to the County Council, for the letter to be read on Wednesday night, go ahead with this, and as soon as you do, we'll close the market hall down. And that's basically what he said. My proposal tonight gives us a second chance to pause, to take stock, to determine whether that proposal of moving the library into the market hall is valid, is reasonable, is the best one we can possibly do with £8 million of taxpayers' money.
How can we say whether we've judged it to be the correct one if we've not compared it against something else which does what residents want to do, which is keep the market hall open for a market hall and a food hall? All I'm asking you to do tonight is say, let's review it. Town Deal Board, let's review it. I'm not even saying you should vote for it. I'm not even saying you should vote for it once the review takes place. All I'm saying is you pay proper consideration, you agree to review it, and we tell the County Council, look, we're reviewing an alternative for our market hall. Because that's what our residents want us to do. We're here because the residents put us here. Every one of us has been elected by a majority in our ward, and I've certainly been contacted by a number of residents. I'm sure we all have. I get contacted daily. Madam Mayor, I'm sure you meet more residents than most when you go out and about meeting people as part of your mayoral activities, and I'm sure residents tell you they're not happy with this proposal. They certainly tell me. We've got to listen to those people. I tried to get us to listen in July, and we didn't. I'm trying again. Let's pause. Let's take stock of a second plan. Let's see whether it's the best plan or whether we've got the best plan already. And if you want to vote for the library move after reviewing it, knock yourselves out. But let's give ourselves a chance at looking at something better. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Grosvenor. We'll move to the vote then. Those who are for this motion, please show. Thank you. Those against? Any abstentions? Motion is lost. We move on to item 7. Apologies, item 6 it is a deliberate mistake. It isn't there, but we're not missing something. It's just an unfortunate misnumbering of the items here. So moving on to item 7, another motion on notice. This is from Councillor Paul Walker. Councillor Walker, can I suggest that we don't actually read your motion out unless you particularly wish to? It's entirely up to you. Everybody has got copies of it here. So if everybody's happy with that, and then I'll ask you if you'd like to propose the motion. If you'd just like to propose, then I'll get a seconder.
Yes, I'll propose a motion.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder for the motion, please? Thank you. Councillor Hussain. Councillor Walker, would you like to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Firstly, apologies, because I think you asked for if people have got conflict of interest, and I forgot to raise my hand. I heard the guidance given out by the monitoring officer, which made me scratch my head somewhat. But for the record, yes, I am a trade union member. I have been a trade union member for 42 years and proud of it. So let's clear that one up before we start. Madam Mayor, 1 in 10 workers have already been impacted by fire and rehire tactics. They are quite aptly put by government ministers as bully boy tactics. In fact, Jacob Rees-Mogg, who I don't quote very often, described fire and rehire as wrong and is quoted as telling his capitalist friends that it is no way to do capitalism. I would like to interpret, take off his voice, but that's not going to work. So the government can accept that it's wrong, but they won't outlaw it. So it's now up to this authority to set the tone, and we can do that by supporting this motion tonight. We can take proactive steps to say that we don't endorse this indiscriminatory tactic that has darkened each Staffordshire's door already. We've already known and heard regarding how businesses in Burton threatened its staff with fire and rehire over what turned out to be a misunderstanding between staff and its staff what turned out to be a misunderstanding with the employees. But in addition to that, the administrative workers across these staffs were told that if they don't sign a new contract that removed various aspects of their terms and conditions, they would be sacked. That is the brutal reality of fire and rehire. If you do not accept this intimidation, then you are out of a job. Workers at this particular site were subsequently under the doctor because of the stress it has placed on their lives, both at work and at home. On the 18th of March this year, Thompson Solicitors issued a High Court proceedings against Tesco over its use of fire and rehire. The action affected 74 workers in total, including at Lichfield Tesco's. Tesco's intention was to see workers lose up to a third of their wages. Around 1,000 British gas engineers lost jobs because they refused to sign a contract that asked them to work 40 hours a week and would not be paid a higher rate of work for weekends, bank holidays. British gas engineers were concerned that the effect that these new contracts would have on their work-life balance. Madam Mayor, a few weeks ago, myself and Councillor Hussain, along with others, joined members of Unite the Union campaigning outside Sainsbury's, Tesco and Asda in Burton to highlight fire and rehire at Weetabix. Now, I know that some in this chamber are not really interested in the public opinion. But it did receive strong public support, and when Burton's residents learnt that Weetabix workers risk losing as much as £5,000 from their annual earnings and were being bullied into signing this contract, Burton's residents were appalled and wanted to get involved. Some told us that they would no longer buy the product until the workers got justice. Others wanted to write to the directors of Weetabix and tell them what they thought. Imagine losing £5,000 a year. What would it do to your household's budget? It is a step that would put workers into poverty. Weetabix don't call this fire and rehire, they call it termination and re-engagement. Tonight this chamber has the opportunity to do the right by workers across East Staffordshire, something the government and the local MP could not do when they had the chance to outlaw fire and rehire. Supporting this motion does not do nothing radical and asks for nothing outlandish. It simply commits this authority to taking a stand against the bullying of workers that cause stress and anxiety to 1 in 10 of our population. By refusing to engage with firms who use fire and rehire, we are sending a strong message of condemnation to employees who use this cruel tactic as a means to cut costs at the expense of their workers. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Hussain, would you like to speak now or reserve your right to speak later?
I'll reserve my right to speak later.
Reserve your right to speak later. Okay. Do we have any other councillors who'd like to speak on this? Councillor Goodfellow?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As Councillor Walker has pointed out on two or possibly three occasions in his speech, this is a matter of national policy and, one might argue, national Labour policy. And it quite clearly shouldn't be on the Borough Council agenda this evening. Councillor Walker has not suggested any formal definition of fire and rehire in his motion, so it remains very confused from my perspective. He's given us a number of examples, which I'm not entirely clear are directly related to East Staffordshire. In terms of the motion itself, the Council does not have a list of authorised suppliers, and there is no ethical procurement and social value policy to update, so wherever he's copied and pasted it from, I'm afraid it isn't right. To the substantive point, I don't think any of us would condone the worst of the tactics that he mentions, but if it is indeed a problem, then it is a matter to be dealt with by a national employment legislation over which we have got no control. So for those reasons, I will not be supporting the motion.
Councillor? Councillor Hadley?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And may I just say and correct Councillor Goodfellow that this actually is, we've had the threat of it in East Staffordshire. There has been a company we know that has been using fire and rehire, well, the threat of fire and rehire tactics. So it is not just a national thing, but it's also one that's very much alive in Burton. But, you know, contrary to Councillor Goodfellow, it is a great pleasure to support this motion tonight. I have to admit, I'd not heard of fire and rehire until around the time British Gas were undertaking this practice. When it was explained to me, I was shocked that this even existed, never mind lawful. The fact that an employer can legally sack you and then re-employ you on lesser pay and terms and conditions, all in the name of cutting costs, is wrong. It's completely wrong. 1 in 10 workers are affected or likely to have been affected by fire and rehire, meaning that this bully boy tactic, to quote the business secretary, is almost certainly affecting someone in each of our neighbourhoods. The threat of fire and rehire can cause immense hardship to workers and their families, stress and uncertainty. I was horrified to learn, like I said, about one Burton business who threatened to fire and rehire their staff recently over what turned out to be a misunderstanding. That threat still planted the seeds of uncertainty amongst its staff. But tonight, we can all play our part in supporting workers up and down the country in making their employment more secure. We can condemn fire and rehire for what it is and refuse to have any dealings with it as an authority. We would be doing so because it's the right thing to do by our residents, and it shows that as an employer, this council has the highest standards. By voting for this motion tonight, we also are putting further pressure on the government to stop its warm words and force commitment to outlaw fire and rehire once and for all. Thank you.
Councillor Grosvenor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. First of all, apologies to Councillor Walker. I'm just about to speak in support of your motion, which probably guarantees 24 votes against. So apologies for that as I start my speech now. This is the second time this evening that Councillor Goodfellow has questioned the legitimacy of bringing a motion to this council. The marks slightly. The motion's on, we debated. And he seems to forget we've had motions in the past that have dealt with, quote, national issues. We've had motions that have dealt with climate change. We've had motions that have dealt with a plastic bag tax. We've had a motion about the WASPI ladies, which Councillor Goodfellow was happy to vote for himself in against government advice. And that was a national policy. So I'm afraid to argue that it's not something that we should debate in this chamber is double standards, to be honest. Of course, we should debate it. It affects residents of this borough greatly, and he's about to. I started my career, I'll admit there's been a stumble recently, but I started my career many years ago in the retail sector. They used to have an item in the contract which says the needs of the business, which was a catch-all for basically anything they want to do. This is basically that, but worse. It's where you don't agree with what your employer is trying to do, you get fired and then rehired on worse terms, or take it or leave it. It's a disgrace. It's a quite abhorrent practice in employment, and we should be showing our residents that we don't agree with it. Of course we should debate it. Of course we should vote for Councillor Walker's motion this evening, because it's the right thing to do. May not be what government policy wants, but it's the right thing to do, I'm afraid. And like I say, we took a stand which Councillor Goodfellow did himself for the WASPI ladies against government advice. I don't see why we can't do the same this evening, and I'll be supporting the motion. And again, apologies, Councillor Walker.
Councillor Bill?
Yes, I mean, Councillor Grover has just said that we've discussed climate change, and although climate change is a world issue, we can do what little bit we can to alter that. Fire and rehire is a national issue, but we can do our bit to try to stop that, certainly within our sphere of influence. We are, as councillors, employers, so then we should look at ethical procurement, and certainly fire and rehire is not ethical, it's not moral. So I suggest, yes, we can't change what's happening nationally, only governments can, I agree with that, but we can do our bit here as ethical employers, which we are, all as council employed people, so we should do our best to try and stop what within the influence that we have got at the moment. So I will support this. Agree with its wide-ranging views, but more so on what it can do, what we can do as East Staffordshire councillors.
I can't see anybody else wishing to speak, so we'll go to the vote. Councillor Hussain, I beg your pardon, I didn't ask you if you wanted to speak again, I do apologise. Would you like to speak?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Shall I start with the Prime Minister Boris Johnson quotations? Quote, unacceptable and as a negotiation technique. This is what fire and rehire, the Prime Minister himself is saying. Madam Mayor, Trade Union Congress give us the statistics. About 9% of workers had been told to reapply for their jobs on worse condition. 3% of them had been dismissed. They just cannot take the revised conditions there. Councillor Goodfellow mentioned about it's a national issue. Councils across the country, they're adapting their own bylaws. They're condemning these things. They're adopting these motions. Stoke-on-Trent, they adopted this. Councillor Goodfellow mentioned about the national policy and national rules. But this town hall, these councils, is also run by their own bylaw. Bylaw means we should regulate our own selves. So if we just need to wash our hands and giving this act of the parliament, it's not going to work. All it takes, how genuine and sincere we are to help those people who are suffering from day-in, day-out threat. Fire and rehire, nothing but take it or leave it. That's the bully boy technique. Madam Mayor, for this one, I would like to second and support this one. And once again, I would like to congratulate Councillor Paul Walker securing this motion, knowing the numbers is not in our favour, but we will carry on our fight for those people to promote our collective bargaining. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. So we'll move to the vote. Councillor Walker?
Madam Mayor, do I get a right to reply?
I'm very sorry, Councillor. I'm not on form tonight. Please, would we like to respond?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just very quickly. Certainly for the leader, Councillor Goodfellow, for what he spoke I've just checked with the monitoring officer. We're unable to name the businesses across East Staffordshire because it's not in the public domain, but I would gladly share those businesses with him in privately if he does, if he's disbelieving. Councillor Bill spoke about an ethical employer. This is what this motion's about. It doesn't matter what's happening nationally, it's what we can do. It doesn't ask for a lot. It just asks us to be an ethical employee and do not engage with anybody who deals with these tactics. And again, just because he thinks I'm cutting and pasting and making it up, I will quote from employment lawyer Davidson and Morris. When an employer dismisses an employee and rehires them on new terms are genuinely less favourable for the individual than under their previous contract. That is the definition of an employment lawyer on fire and rehire. So, again, thank you for Councillor Grosvenor supporting it, but I'm sure people are not going to hold that against you. I mean, this is just about doing the right thing, has been said. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. So we'll now move to the vote. Those for the motion, please show. Thank you. Those against the motion, please show. Thank you. Any abstentions, please? The motion is defeated. Move on to item 8 on the agenda, the appointment of the monitoring officer. Can I invite the Chief Executive to present this report, please?
Thank you, Mayor. Members will remember back on the 27th of September appointing Chris Eberly as the monitoring officer before we could go out and make a permanent recruitment. That was on the back of Caroline Elwood being appointed as interim council solicitor. Since then, we've undertaken a rigorous recruitment and selection process. Initially, we started with a strong pool of 6 candidates. In the end, 4 completed the shortlisted process. The shortlisted process consisted of 2 psychometric tests, which included a verbal critical reasoning test and an occupational personality questionnaire test. There was also a technical interview led by my colleague Caroline, and the process culminated with a panel interview led by the leader of the council, accompanied by the leader of the opposition and the leader of the Independent Alliance group and myself. In the end, the panel appointed John Teasdale as the recommended candidate for monitoring officer for members to consider this evening. John is currently the principal solicitor and the acting monitoring officer of Malvern Hills and Wychhaven councils. I think it's fair to say he thoroughly impressed the members who were involved in recruiting him. John can begin on the 7th of March 2022, so the proposal in the report is to appoint John as the future monitoring officer from that point. At the same time, the second recommendation in the report, Mayor, is really about extending the contract of Chris Eberly as the monitoring officer and taking Caroline Elwood as the council solicitor forward to the 7th of March. And with that, Mayor, happy to hand back to you.
Thank you. Could I have a proposer for this, please? Councillor Goodfellow, thank you. Seconder, please. Councillor Fitzpatrick, thank you. Are there any councillors who'd like to speak on this item? Councillor Grosvenor?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a couple of questions, if I may, to the Chief Executive. We've recently received via email... I don't think you'll need to make too much notes, but we've recently received by email a request from Mr. Eberly to undertake
a constitution review, and he's asked a number of questions and determined whether or not councillors would wish to be part of that review. I'd like to understand whether the candidate is aware of that, whether they're okay with that, what it means for the constitution review. Do we intend to complete it prior to his appointment? I'd just like to understand the practicalities around that, if you may. And secondly, you referenced the second recommendation saying that we extend Chris Ebley until March. Can you confirm what it means for Caroline Elwood as well? Because I've not seen that in the second recommendation. So if you could confirm what it means for the solicitor's appointment as well, that would be appreciated. Thank you.
Members will know that the position of council solicitor per se isn't a council appointment. Obviously, we need to be happy to confirm the continuation of that post at the same time as confirming the continuation of the monitoring officer post, because we wouldn't want one of them disappearing without the other. We would have to go and rehire a council solicitor. And for the record, Mayor, I think Caroline's done a fantastic job while she's been here, and similarly Chris has done the same as monitoring officer since the 27th of September. In terms of the first question, not particularly relevant to this report as such, but I'm happy to say that obviously in the new year the results of that questionnaire and the findings will be gathered by the people in post currently. And I would imagine that in order to engage with as many members as possible, as is most appropriate, then John Teasdale will be picking that up from the 7th of March and making sure that there is a wide review of the Constitution there.
Thank you. Any further questions? So we'll go to the vote. Those for the motion, please show. Any against? Any abstentions? Motion is carried. Item 9, the appointment of committees. Can I invite the Principal Democratic Services Officer to present, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The report provides an update on the ramifications for the membership of committees and subcommittees of the Council following the resignation of former Councillor Gary Raybould and the subsequent election of Councillor Russell Locke to the Tutbury and Outwoods ward. There are no changes to the number of seats allocated to each group from the report agreed at the July meeting of the Council. The political share across the Council for the three groups is shown at section 4.2 of the report, and the allocation of seats is shown at section 5.3 of the report, and the appendix to the report provides the committee nominations received from the group leaders. And I will pass back to you, Madam Mayor, for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Could I have a proposal, please? Councillor Goodfellow. Seconder, please. Councillor Fitzpatrick. Are there any questions? In that case, we'll go straight to the vote. Those in favour, please show. Against? Abstentions? The motion is carried. We move to item 10, opting into the national scheme.